A good hard rain can wash a lot of valuable soil off a farm field. John Walbrown grows corn and soybeans on his farm. He says losing soil is just like losing money. The soil carries with it all the nutrients he's put on the fields to help the crops grow, things such as nitrogen and phosphorus. Walbrown says he's put in a good number of grass waterways through the fields to help filter the water and hold on to that soil.
And so when you put in a grass waterway, it dramatically reduces the amount of erosion, and it is just better for the water supply, better for our crop. We're keeping our soil in our field opposed to getting put away.
What Walbrown calls nutrients in the field are considered pollution once they wash into rivers and lakes. So Walbrown says planting grass near waterways is good for everyone, except it means he's got to use land that otherwise could be growing crops, and that's a loss of income. Walbrown has gotten various government assistance to offset those losses. The largest program is called the Conservation Reserve Program, known as the CRP for short. John Johnson is with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says when you add up all the farms like John Walbrown's around the country, the CRP is making a huge difference in reducing agricultural runoff into waterways.
Over 450 million tons of topsoil annually are prevented from eroding because of CRP. We've got lots of really good benchmarks and measurements of the success of CRP in both water quality, soil erosion, and wildlife habitat.
But that set-aside land is in high demand these days. There's been a huge call for biofuels to help reduce American dependence on foreign oil. Biofuels are made from crops such as soybeans and corn, especially corn. So Johnson says the government has decided to stop enrolling new farmland into the conservation program.
The overriding concern was that there is a need for a larger supply of corn and soybeans and wheat production right now. So given the need for that production, let's just take a pause right now from enrolling large acreage of additional farmland into the CRP.
Corn is used to make ethanol, a fuel that's now commonly blended with gasoline. That's caused corn prices to nearly double. So farmers say they're planting 12 million acres more corn this year than last year. That's the most corn grown in the U.S. in more than 50 years. Ralph Grassi, director of the American Farmland Trust, says corn needs a lot more nitrogen fertilizer than other crops. And when it rains, nitrogen moves quickly from the fields to the waterways. That's especially true when grass strips don't filter the runoff. Grassi says that nitrogen drains into creeks and rivers from 36 states into the Mississippi River and eventually to the Gulf of Mexico. There, it causes huge algae blooms that then die, sink, and the decaying matter causes low oxygen in the water called hypoxia. That's why the Corn Belt has been blamed for creating a huge dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico each year.
If you increase corn production and don't add the conservation practices, it will add nutrients and exacerbate the problems in the Gulf with hypoxia. But it's not just in the Gulf. It's problems for every local water district that has to purify water for drinking and other urban purposes. As they have to contend with more nutrients, they have to then, that increases their cost of cleaning up the water.
Grassi says the best place to clean the water is at the source. He says that's why the government should continue to help farmers pay for grass waterways and buffer strips. Those things prevent farm nutrients from getting into the water in the first place. He says the need for grass waters is even greater now that so much farmland is being planted in corn to meet the demand for more ethanol. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.